PRI's podcasts and on-demand audio are free, thanks to contributions from listeners like you. Make a difference. Invest in better media. Contribute at PRI.org. Thank you.
The Haitian band Boukman Experience has been around since the 1980s. Since then, their music has provided a sort of soundtrack for everything that Haiti has experienced. That includes dictatorships, uprising, coups, and now the aftermath of January's devastating earthquake. Reporter Amy Bracken caught up with the band's leaders at their home on the edge of Port-au-Prince.
When I entered the courtyard of Théodore Lolo Beaubrun and his wife Manzé, I might have forgotten for a moment about the earthquake. Then I realized they were living there, right there, in the courtyard, in a tent. They had abandoned the concrete house next door after the quake. But that didn't seem to faze Manzé.
Et puis moi que vivre en bas pied bois haut, oh, tellement bien agréable.
I found that living under the trees is so agreeable. The other day my child said, Mama, when I lived inside, I was afraid to go outside at night. Now I live outside. I'm afraid of the inside.
Lolo and Manzé don't actually spend that much time there. They've been touring, participating in fundraisers, and giving speeches. Lolo said responding to the earthquake had pushed aside Boukman Experience's previous plans, promoting its latest album, La Révolte des Zombies.
It's difficult because economically, who's going to pay now to see you? And that's why it's so difficult for all artists.
Still, the album has the potential for international appeal. There continues to be a lot of focus on Haiti, and Zombie spans a variety of languages and genres. The album features a Filipino-American opera singer from New York, a Cuyahoga Indian musician from Ohio, and a Swiss rapper. Woven throughout is traditional Haitian roots or racine music. Lolo and one of his sons takes it a step further with something they call rapsine.
Young people who love hip-hop come to see us because also we make a fusion and hip-hop and racine we call rapsine. You see, and they have a space where they can express themselves, but in their culture.
Like much of Boukman's music, Zombie is largely a call for social change. This song, Pas quitter temps passé, or Don't Let the Time Pass Them By, is about the wasted futures of children living on the street.
Probably you have genius on the street. Probably a great doctor, agriculture. You have all those people in the street. We waste that energy. You waste them.
Other tracks are more spiritual, like Maman c'est Nana, about the African maternal deity Nanamboloklou. Lolo talks a lot about spirituality in a general way and about the distinctly Haitian religion voodoo. A key part of voodoo has to do with connecting to the natural world. Manzé says for her, the earthquake has only enhanced this, since it's forced them to live outdoors.
I hear a new sound. I don't know what kind of animal it is. It sounds like it's in a hole because it makes a sound like a flute. I'm learning the sound because it wakes us every morning. Really beautiful.
For the world, I'm Amy Bracken, Port-au-Prince.
Haiti's Boukman Experience sends our program today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm David Barron. Thanks for listening.